as we get set now for what should be a very entertaining junior national. We've got lights and heavies out there. Josh Fife will be on the pole. Sean Shibateri out of position number two. Luca Krivoski out of position number three. Cameron Longmore's out of four in the 36. The nine is Ryan Johnson. The 48 is Taylor Harness. The 21, Taylor Chancellor. Cameron Ward's in the 56. Chloe Cozzi's in the 7. Callum Jackson's in 18. We're racing. A good start here and even start in both classes as they work their way through turn number one. So it's the 70 of Josh Fife who leads the way now as they head through onto the pit straight for the first time. Fife in the 70 cart. Krivoski in the 11. Then it's back to Shibuteri. Behind Shibuteri is Longmore, Harness, Johnson, Ward, Chancellor, Jackson, Cozzi. And it's Wrigley, Chancellor, Isrin, Cox, Balding, Dare, and Westcombe Casey. As they head down into the pit turn once again. Front five carts, all single file. The 48 of Taylor Harness is starting to close in on Johnson, so that will make a battle. As a good move up the inside, Luke Wrigley now making the move on the 7 card of Chloe Cozzi. So Cozzi now moves out the way as the rest of that battle, Chancellor and Isrin, work their way up through the field. Some great driving here. Cameron Ward in the 56 has got himself a little bit of breathing room now, back to Taylor Chancellor. Luke Wrigley, good dive up the inside as the 36 of Longmore. So Cameron Longmore, who was running in fourth position, is off the circuit. So round into the pit turn, it is still Cameron Ward. And in fact, Josh Fife, Krivoski, Shibuteri. So just checking now, Johnson, Harness, Ward, Chancellor, Wrigley, Isrin, Chancellor. That's Lachlan Chancellor then. So five laps completed, five laps left to run. Krivoski and Shibuteri starting to battle it out here as Wrigley is up the inside now of Taylor Chancellor. And Wrigley now in the 64 cart, working his way through the lights. Behind him is Isrin and Chancellor. So four laps remaining. As Fife now, here's Shibuteri up the inside of Krivoski. Krivoski on the crossover into turn number two. We'll get the spot back. So the field is still Fife, Krivoski, Shibuteri, Johnson. As seven laps now completed, Shibuteri has made the pass on Krivoski, so he's clear up into second. And now our first battle on the racetrack is the battle of the heavies between Luke Wrigley and Jackie Isrin. So Wrigley in the 64, Isrin in the 33. Luke Wrigley in the deadly cart. The Wrigley cart supplies number 64. And the 33, Worth cart. So, as Wrigley continuing to battle with the 33 of Isrin. Isrin looks to the inside of Wrigley now. And Isrin will take the lead in that class. Battle, oh, swap back. Going into turn two. And now Wrigley will be compromised. Coming up over the rise, so Isrin will have the run. They're coming up on the back marker of Jack Westcombe Casey as the white flag goes out this time. So, Fife. Well out in front of Shibuteri and Krivoski. The battle is for the heavies as between Wrigley and Isrin. They head to the start finish line. Isrin with the advantage now. Coming up onto the back of Cameron Ward. So, Westcombe Casey slowing on the circuit. So Westcombe Casey limping that card home. As a battle for second continues on, Fife out in front will take the checkered flag. Back then to Shibuteri, Krivoski at the line. Shibuteri and Krivoski cross. 0.065 of a second, the difference between first and second. Then it's Johnson, Harness, Ward. Isrin holds off Wrigley, Chancellor. That's Lachlan ahead of Taylor. Then it's Balding, Dare, Chloe Cozzi, Hayden Cox, Callum Jackson and Westcombe Casey will hopefully limp that card home. No, he did. He stopped just coming out of the dip. So two non-finishers, Jack Westcombe Casey and Cameron Longmore here in Junior National Light and Heavy who kick off the Canberra Cup of 2014. Getting set for tag to head out onto the circuit now. So the track now is clear. And just looking at the battle here for the points. It's in the lights, the tag lights. It's Chris Cooper from John Wells and Jason Fripp is a Jacob Fripp, sorry, is a bit too far back to challenge. So that's between Cooper and Wells. In the heavies competition, it's John McCabe and Andrew Hemphill. But I think McCabe has got too big a lead coming into this final round to battle. So it's really Hemphill and Millward who's battling out for second. And right there in the battle for second and third is Paul McCabe. So we'll be watching those battles throughout this weekend in tag competition. Corey Donnelly in the 61 heads out onto the circuit. He is the pole sitter. Jamie Lee Scorgie starts out of position number 2. Alex Nicholson in the 15 starts out of 3. John Wells out of 4. Macaulay Allen in the 96. Beck Connell in the 2. Chris Cooper in the 21. Brock Harris is in the 56. Matthew Morris is in the 12. Then it's Mark Townsend in the 13, John McCabe in the 66, Paul McCabe in the 81, Andrew Hemphill in the 32, Chris Sutherland in the 12, 31 is Glenn Bullman, and the 10 is Brendan Shea, who forgot to put his timing transponder on the cart in qualifying, so that's why he's starting down the back in all the heat races today. So we're in good formation and getting set for a start here. Tag 125, light and heavy as they head through the pit turn now. No start that time by. Starter not happy with the formation there. So Donnelly and Scorgie I'd say the starter will be quick. So we're looking for a start this time by once again, they were formed up well coming down the pit straight, but then the starter wasn't happy with their acceleration away. They're not supposed to accelerate until the yellow line that you can see just before the dog leg at the head of the start straight out of the pit turn. So Scorgy on the outside. Looks good this time. We're racing. Scorgy will get the jump on Donnelly and lead them into turn number one. As we have a spinner back in the pack, that is the 13 of Mark Townsend. Underway in the heavies as well. And it looks like the pole sitter there in the 66 of John McCabe has got the advantage there. So two battles out there on the circuit now, and it's Jamie Lee Scorgy and Chris Donnelly who are mixing it up in the 18 and 61 at the very front of the field. Back there in third position is John Wills. Then it's the two of Beck Connell. Beck Connell's been very fast this year and has got some pressure on her back bumper from Brock Harris, the Wollongong driver in the New Image Kitchen entry. As they head up the back straight now, the lights under a good battle at the front of the field. John McCabe leads the heavies battle from Millward, Paul McCabe, Sutherland, Hemphill. He's fallen back early, which is a problem for him in this battle for a podium spot in the club championship, as well as, of course, the Canberra Cup this weekend. So as they head up the back straight and around the top of the circuit, Jamie Lee Scorgy leading the way from Corey Donnelly. Corey Donnelly in the M&M Donnelly Cart 61, the Aspire Wood Supplies number 18. PCR entry is your race leader. Back there in third is John Wells in the Esprit. Further back then to Beck Connolly, Brock Harris, Alex Nicholson, Mark Townsend, Chris Cooper, Macaulay Allen, Matthew Morris, John McCabe, Millward, Paul McCabe, Sutherland, Hemphill, Shea, Bullman and Hollings is the running order. So Jamie Lee Scorgy with a good gap, 0.2 of a second. Closes up through the S's though, quite noticeably, but Scorgy always very good through the tighter parts of the circuit. And Jamie Lee Scorgy now heads up the back straight as your race leader. Chris Cooper, of course we mentioned Chris Cooper in that battle for the lights with John Wells. Cooper coming into this round had a 6-point advantage over John Wells. Now John Wells is currently running in third. Chris Cooper running in seventh position. So Cooper with some work to do here. Macaulay Allen, Mark Townsend rounding out the back end of that lights battle. Then it's John McCabe who's starting to catch Matthew Morris now. And John McCabe has Alexander Millward right on his back bumper, with Paul McCabe not far behind him, who's also got pressure from Sutherland, Hemphill, Shea, Bennett, rounding out the race order. So the race leaders out in front still, Scorgy and Donnelly as they come down. Half race distance now completed as they come across that start-finish line. So, Scorgy, Donnelly and Wills, two cart lengths separate them as around goes the 12 cart of Matthew Morris. So Matthew Morris just getting back up to speed now. as he has had a spin going through the dog leg onto the start finish straight. And so that's a costly mistake there. The race leader under pressure, and it's Donnelly up the inside going into turn number one. So a new race leader now. Corey Donnelly in the 61 makes the move. Here's Scorgy right on Donnelly's back bumper. John Wells is there as well. What can Scorgy do? Coming off the top turn, not much. Donnelly ahead the line. She comes down on the back bumper of the 61 again as we have three laps remaining. And it looks like Corey Donnelly gets himself a card length advantage. Through the S's now. And up onto the back straight. Donnelly protecting his line. Scorgy just starting to drop away time-wise. Donnelly with the fastest lap of the race. And Scorgy just in second place. So we've seen a great battle at the front of the field here. As Corey Donnelly, Jamie Lee Scorgy, John Wells, Beck Connell, Alex Nicholson, with less than two laps left to run. It's Donnelly and Scorgy kicking away from John Wells in third position. They head down the hill with one lap remaining. Donnelly, Scorgy, nothing between them through the S's this time. Scorgy always quick out of the S's here. She's got a great run through the dip. Can she get that momentum to her advantage here? No. Donnelly had the racetrack covered. Coming off the top turn, Donnelly has it now. Donnelly protects the inside line, going into the pit turn for the final time. It's Donnelly ahead of Scorgy. Wells sits back there in third, and that's the way they finish. Further back then to Beck Connell, ahead of the 15 of Nicholson, Brock Harris in the 56, Cooper in the 21. Macaulay Allen has finished in the 96 with Mark Townsend, followed then by Millward, who's ahead of McCabe in the heavies battle. Then we expect Hemphill through next. Yes, he is. Followed by Sutherland, Shea, Morris, McCabe, that's Paul McCabe, Martin Hollings, and Glenn Bullman will round out the running order. So tag 125 Light, heat number one in the book. Next class out here in the 2014 Canberra Cup is the Cadets. Cadets underway and racing here. Finley Allen on the pole. Josh Haynes on the outside of the front row. They fall into line one and two. Still battling side by side as, oh, contact there as they head through the S's for the first time. And that's Reece Smith who is involved in that. Oh, cart coming back on sideways. That was the nine cart of William Cozzie. So real stacks on the mill back there as we have the leaders working their way down the pit straight, and they have got a handy buffer out there. A handy buffer indeed as they work their way down into the start-finish line. So it's Finley Allen in the in-flight ER28. Josh Haynes in the Power Card Raceway, number 10. Then a big gap back to Theodore Levanis in the 8 card with Cooper Allen in the 19. Then it's Josh Sargent in the 74. So Sargent up to fifth, then it's Sebastian Ruiz, one of his first meetings off his P-plates there in sixth place. Mia Bolton's the next card through, then it's back to Reece Smith, Bailey Cooper, Adam Thompson and William Cozzie. So as the front two are out to a very handy lead now, Sargent gets fifth spot, making a move on Reece Smith there. They head down into the S's, and it looks like Theodore Levanis is going to be swamped here now as they're all side by side, adding up the back straight, three wide. Sargent on the inside of that run, I think he might have got two spots there. Cooper Allen also got through in the other in-flight ER cart. So as the leaders come across the start-finish line now, it's Sir Sargent and Cooper Allen who have got themselves clear in third and fourth place. Now Smith trying to make up some ground in the Sodi cart, the Penrith cart centre-sponsored driver from Wagga. Reece Smith there, involved in that incident coming through the S's for the first time. Battle for the lead at the top of the hill. Josh Haynes makes the move on the inside of Finlay Allen. Finlay Allen on the exit of the top turns will finish the crossover and retain the lead. So as the leader works his way across the line, it's still Finlay Allen in the 28. Finlay Allen in the 28, your race leader. Josh Haynes in the 10, then it's back to Josh Sargent, Cooper Allen. Here comes Smith on the side of Allen now through the dip, and Smith will take fourth spot, and he's looking to go for third. On the inside of Josh Sargent, he's side by side now, opens the door on Sargent, and it looks like Cooper Allen was going to go through as well. He has. So Sargent dropped back to fifth. The leader still, Finlay Allen, Josh Haynes, then a gap back now to Reece Smith, Cooper Allen and Josh Sargent. Then it's Levanis, Ruiz, Bolton, Tomsett, Cooper and Cozzy. Around the top of the circuit and still Josh Haynes hasn't found a way to put a complete pass on the race leader, Finlay Allen. So it's the in-flight ER, cart 28, ahead of the power cart raceway, number 10. Then it's Reece Smith, the Penrith cart, centre Sodi cart. Further back then to the Tegra, number 74 from Grenfell, with the second of the in-flight ER carts. Then it's Levanis in the Canberra cart, shed Esprit. Sebastian Ruiz in the Ruiz Construction, Tony cart, Tom Sett in the 29. Mia Bolton, another of the Canberra cart, shed Esprit's. And then it's back to Bailey Cooper in the Clinton's Toyota Narellan top cart. And William Cozzy in the Monaco from Lithgow. So with three laps left to run, Finlay Allen opening his gap up to 0.45 of a second. He extended it by another 0.1 of a second on that lap. Reece Smith really pulling away well from Josh Sargent, who can't break the toe of Cooper Allen. He'll get a bit of breathing room there as Cooper Allen was sideways into the S's. And so Sargent will have a chance now to just concentrate on the track ahead of him. Levanis is in the 8. Cart running back there in 6th position. Ruiz in the 6th cart running in 7th. And Tomlinson back there in 8th position. So some great racing here. Cadets, heat number one. Finlay Allen and Josh Haynes leading the way. Haynes putting the pressure on Allen again. He looks to the inside on the back straight, but just can't find enough there to really be able to pull away. Reece Smith all by himself in third now, as Sargent has got Cooper Allen right on his back bumper once again. This time into the pit turn. Haynes has set up the move. And Haynes will take the lead as the white flag is out. Now Finlay Allen. Haynes protects the inside line. Finlay Allen looks to go around the outside. Haynes comes back across the cover. They're through the S's now and up onto the back straight. Haynes is quick out of the S's. That gives him some breathing room as they hear come through the dip and up onto the back straight. Allen now back a cart length and a half as they run along the back straight for the final time. Up into the top turns and around the outside goes Allen. Just tried to keep the momentum on. Haynes protects the inside line. Allen back there in second. And Haynes has made the pass at the right time and will take the checkered flag. Haynes takes the victory. Allen comes home in second. Smith a comfortable third. Then it's back to fourth where Sargent and Cooper Allen at the line. Nothing between those two. Then it's back to Levaines, who has got Ruiz, Tomsett, Bolton, Cozzy and Bailey Cooper behind him. Cadets in the book with heat number one, Josh Haynes taking the victory. Cadet Peas are up next. All right, we get set now for Cadet Peas. It's Darcy Boulding in the 15. We've got a cart off the circuit there. Just can't quite pick up the number. The sun reflecting off the number plate there. And it looks like they're going to try and retrieve that cart and get him back out there. But it's Boulding, Tomsett, then it's Horner, Donnelly, Les Light, Pring, Say, that's Phelan and Shepherd Ashby. So I think it's the Phelan cart number 12 that has had the dramas there. In fact, it is. So he'll form up and we'll go racing next time by. We get set for a start here in Cadet Peas. Oh, they're very slow up the back straight as Phelan tries to get back into his position. So Boulding, Tomsett, of course, in the ultimate karting Sydney 27 has had the dramas in qualifying, spinning after he'd set the second fastest lap, and then really the rest of the session for everyone else was compromised then because his cart was on the edge of the track, or just off the edge of the track, and they were unable to go for a full green flag lap then. So in formation now, looking for a start. At the acceleration line, they've gone green, and it is Boulding who gets the jump from Tomsett. Also off the second row, the 61 of Horner Donnelly is making a good start as well on the inside there. They'll be side by side through the right-hander, and Horner Donnelly will take the spot. So all through safely as they come up over the rise and towards the back straight. Boulding, Horner Donnelly, Tomsett. You've got Les Light back there with Phelan, Pring, Asai and Shepherd Ashby rounding out the running order. Around the top of the circuit. And the spinner on the very top of the circuit. I think that was Shepherd Ashby there. As the leaders come across the start-finish line. And Horner Donnelly leading the way. So Horner Donnelly making the pass at the top of the circuit. Then it's back to Boulding, Tomsett, Phelan, Pring, Les Light, Asai, Shepherd Ashby. As they head around the top of the circuit once again. Tyler Donnelly, Horner Donnelly, your race leader across the start finish line. Then it's Darcy Boulding, Tomsett, Phelan, Pring, Les Light, Asai, Shepherd Ashby. As it's second place, Boulding and Ryan Tomsett just starting to close in and look like they could be in a battle for that position very shortly. Around the top of the circuit once again. And the top three all will spread out for the moment. Boulding, Tomsett, Phelan, Pring, Leslite, Assay and Ashby. The front three holding well away from Carlin Phelan. So fastest card on the circuit is actually Ryan Tomsett, as we have spinners down there in turn number one. So down there in turn number one, we have off the circuit now the 33 and I think, yes, the 12. So the 33 of Pring and the 12 of Phelan just off onto the side of the circuit. So yellow flags will be out. So, how will this affect the front runners? Well, Donnelly. So, Darcy Balding is off the circuit somewhere as well. No, Darcy Balding. Well, he must have had a spun in the WAS Automotive Arrow because he's down in third and a long way back now. In fact, in under the clutches of Henderson Leslie. So, with two carts off the track there on lap number three and second place man having a spin, it certainly spread everything out. Assay and Shepherd Ashby will be, well, Shepherd Ashby certainly about to go a lap down, so the blue flag goes out now. And Shepherd Ashby doing a good job keeping well out of the way. It has given our leader, though, in the 61 cart, Tyler Horner Donnelly, in the M&M Investment CRG from North Shore Kart Club that race out of Eastern Creek, a huge advantage. Fastest lap of the race for Tyler Horner Donnelly is a 41.470. Tom Sett's fastest lap a 41.202. And then it's Darcy Balding with a 41.207. So Balding pulling back away now from Henderson Leslite. Assay, Shepherd Ashby, only the six carts still left out on the circuit as we have more spinners now. And off the circuit goes the 57 of Henderson Leslite. So Henderson Leslite pulling his cart off the circuit. Oh, another yellow flag at the very top of the circuit. I'm not sure what that's for. But we're down now to five runners. As it's Horner Donnelly, Tomsett, Balding, and Max Assay is the last cart on the leader's lap. So as Horner Donnelly heads through the S's, interesting, the Ryan Tomsett in the 27P, the ultimate karting Sydney entry. Tomsett really starting to close in on Horner Donnelly again. The gap last time by the start finish line was 0.267. Darcy Balding, Assay, Shepherd Ashby round out the five runners still on the circuit. And we have the two front runners now within 0.3 of a second. Oh, overcooking it too. Horner Donnelly misses the apex going into the S's. And that's a big chance now for Ryan Tomsett to close in here. Up over the rise, through the dip and up onto the back straight now. Tomsett with the momentum goes to the outside. And Horner Donnelly still has enough ground to be able to hold on to that lead. So with the white flag at the ready, race leader is still Tyler Horner Donnelly. Across the start finish line now, Tomsett in second. What can Tomsett do? Again, Horner Donnelly missing the apex. So Horner Donnelly just overcooking it big time into turn two. And that is really costing him some ground as Tomsett is closing in again. Tomsett again going to the outside. Around the top of the circuit. Horner Donnelly holding on. The back marker could play a factor here as they come into the pit turn. As Horner Donnelly and Tomsett towards the checkered flag now. It's Shepherd Ashby through with one lap to go, but Horner Donnelly will hold on. Tom Set comes home in second. Charging back through the field was Darcy Boulding. Then it's Maxisay who was on the final lap, and the 65 is still you out on the circuit. One lap down. So the 65 of Shepherd Ashby. Asay will in fact be one lap down at the end of the race, and Shepherd Ashby in the 65 needs to keep going as the leaders will pull into pit lane. So Shepherd Ashby will be the final runner on the circuit. Henderson, Leslite, Carlin Phelan and Ryan Pring all not finishing heat number one of the Cadet Peas. All right, as we get set now for Junior Clubman. Junior Clubman Cameron Longmore in the 36. He had dramas in his Junior National heat. Hopefully he doesn't have the same problems here in Junior Clubman. Josh Fife is in the 72 out of position number 2. Josh Hemphill in the 17, Lachlan Chancellor in the 22, Taylor Harness in the 48, Alex Morse is in the 6, and Sean Shuiteri in the 7, just trying to get himself into formation now. So, Junior Clubman getting set for a start this time by. As they're in formation now, so we'll be set to go. All going well. As the race leader, as the pole sitter, Cameron Longmore, brings them down once again. They're in good formation this time. Longmore on the inside of the front row. On the outside is Fife. And Fife will get the jump off the outside. The River Turf cart stays tough on the inside, but has to slot into second as they work their way through turn one, through two now and into the S's. And it's Fife who leads from Longmore. The 17 of Hemphill, then it's Shibuteri. No, Shibuteri's falling back through the field. So that's Lachlan Chancellor in the 22. Harness, Morse is trying to go forward as well as they work their way around the top of the circuit. Race leader is Fife. Fife from Longmore. Fife just with enough at the moment as they head up to the top turns once again to hold off Longmore. So it is the and it's a chain off the 472 cart. So the chain coming off the 72 of Fife puts Longmore into the lead. Chancellor into second. It's Hemphill, Shibuteri, Harness and Morse. So it didn't see. Normally you lose your chain at that portion of the track if he hits the inside of the dogleg ripple strip too hard. I didn't see that this time. But he certainly is off the circuit and out of the race. Longmore, Chancellor, Hemphill, Shibuteri, Harness and Morse is your running order now. Alex Morse just looking a bit frustrated here at the back of the field. He heads up the back straight and just doesn't have the pace of those front runners, almost 2 seconds off the pace of Cameron Longmore, who runs at the front of the field now. Lachlan Chancellor, Sean Shibuteri has made the move on Josh Hemphill. Harness and Alex Morse rounding out the field. Longmore, Chancellor, Shibutari, Hemphill, Harness, Morse. As Longmore, fastest lap of the race, a 34.012. So, not a bad time there, a 34.064 his time on that lap. Chancellor, a 34.235. His best lap, and Shibutari a 34.096. So Shibutari still quite fast out there on the circuit in outright speed, but just at the moment down there in third position and a lot of room to try and make up before he can start battling for second or third position. So Cameron Longmore making the trip over from Wagga. Wagga Car Club going from strength to strength there. The Tony Kart Riv Turf entry, number 36, with a 1.5 second lead over Lachlan Chancellor in the Canberra Kart Shed, Tony Kart. Sean Shibutari is in the number 7. Then it's the 17 of Hemphill. The Mad Harry Steel Kart of Grenfell driver Taylor Harness runs in fifth place, and then it's the CC Karting World entry of Alec Morse. Cameron Longmore with a 1.8 second lead, so he's now really extending his advantage at the front of the field. Not giving Chancellor or Shibutari a chance to haul him back in. He's currently running 34.1 second laps, with Chancellor and Shibutari running 34.3s and Shibutari 34.19s. So he definitely has got plenty of speed in this, the junior clubman. Now, junior clubman getting towards the final lap now. Junior clubman, number 36, is heading through the S's for the final time. Josh Hemphill is leading the club championship from Lachlan Chancellor. There's only 2 points in that battle. So Hemphill and Lachlan Chancellor battling it out for this final round of the club championship. And at the moment, Chancellor runs in second. Hemphill runs in fifth. So at the checkered flag, every race counts for the club championship. And Cameron Longmore will take the victory. Chancellor home in second. Shibutari home in third. Then it's Taylor Harness and Josh Hemphill. Further back then to Alec Morse. So some great racing action here in Junior Clubman. We hope you're enjoying all the Canberra Cup racing action as we get set for Open Performance up next. So heading out onto the circuit now for Open Performance. And Open Performance, Harrison Knight in the 24 starts on the pole. Peter Hollings in the 42. 13 is Mark Townsend. The 07 is Martin Valeri. Michael Stewart in the 51. Jose Ruiz in the 5. Jacob Fripp in the 31. Bruce Otters in the 72. Steve Martin in the 2. Greg Williams in the 15. Barry Laver in the 7. And I can't see, is that Danny Jarks out there? Yes, he is. Danny Jarks in the 43 is starting from position number 12. So Danny Jarks just not with the right transponder on there by the looks of things. Should be a lap or so away from a start here. Open performance, light and heavy. The open performance battle in the lights. It's the two Hogans that are leading the points in the lights. And they've got the 33 and 22, but they're not out here racing this weekend. We're away with a green light, and Harrison Knight gets the run into turn number one. Behind him is the 42 of Peter Hollings. Then it's back to the seven cut of Valeri. Valeri heads up the back straight now in third position as they work their way around the top of the circuit. The heavies, Orsini. Then it's Otter, Martin, Peace. Back then to Williams, Laver and Jarks. So it's Harrison Knight leading the way. Hollings in second, and then it's back to Valeri. Valeri in that seven cart, the Maranello chassis. Mark Townsend, Jose Ruiz. So it's Grenfell's Harrison Knight in the stable karting 24, who leads from North Shore Kart Club's Peter Hollings. From North Shore as well is Martin Valeri. Then it's back to Grenfell's Mark Townsend with Canberra's Jose Ruiz and Michael Stewart right behind him. Now the five of Ruiz, the Ruiz construction entry there, and the 51 of Michael Stewart. I know that Michael Stewart has been running in the speed cars so far this season, and Pep Ruiz been there doing a bit of crewing for Michael Stewart throughout the year, but Stewart now watching the back plate of Pep Ruiz here in this open performance heat number one. So one card off the circuit. It looks like it might be Barry Laver. So Barry Laver just limping off the circuit there. That's the Hydro Industries card number seven. Haven't seen Barry out here for a few meetings, so just a shame to see him out in the early going of this open performance heat number one. So as Knight continues to lead from Hollings and Valeri, then it's back there, Townsend and Ruiz. Michael Stewart all in a good battle here, and Jacob Fripp is joining in that battle as they start to slow each other down, which allows the front three to kick away. Further back then to Bruce Otter, Steve Martin, Greg Williams and Danny Jarks rounding out the field. So is Harrison Knight and Peter Hollings. Oh, Harrison Knight slow going into turn number two. He slowed right down, and that put Peter Hollings right off his game. And in fact, Hollings hasn't responded here, and now Valeri is in a big chance to get second position. So it was Knight that bogged down in the right-hander that then allowed Holling and Valeri to catch right up onto his back bumper. But the Tony card of Peter Hollings just did not pull away that time. And subsequently, Knight, who looked to be in trouble there, has got himself a bigger lead than he did have a lap ago. Townsend in the 13. Ruiz now being passed by Michael Stewart in the 51 as they head around the top of the circuit. Ruiz thought about a move up the inside going into the top turns, but Michael Stewart now into the fifth place. So Ruiz radiator flapping about a fair bit there. Knight still your leader. Further back, Otter in the 72. Then it's back to Steve Martin in that Yasp Valley Earthworks cart, number two, with Greg Williams and Danny Jarks. They're still nose to tail there in the Super Heavies battle. It's still Knight, Hollings and Valeri. Townsend, Stewart, Ruiz, Fripp. As the leaders. Head through the pit turn once again. Hollings now is right onto the back of Knight. Knight under brakes into the right hander. Jumps away. Here comes Hollings. Hollings with a great run out of the S's now. Should have the momentum going up the back straight. And Hollings, what can he do? Knight has him covered around the top of the circuit. Hollings, Knight, nose to tail. As they work their way into the pit turn. Knight must have missed a gear earlier in the race. You can see these shifter carts. Plenty of power, plenty of pickup off the turn. And Knight, yes, he's done it again. He's missed the gear going into the right-hander. He was knocking it back, and that's really seen Hollings that's come out worse for wear. And Hollings now has been shuffled back behind Martin Valeri in the Maranello cart. So the leader makes a mistake and it costs second place his position. With less than two laps left to run, Knight your leader, Valeri. Plenty of experience, Valeri, here at Canberra. And again, Knight has missed the gear again. So Valeri all over the back of Knight now, as Knight having a huge amount of problems, kicking that cart back to the lowest gears as they head down into the pit turn once again. Now Knight looks good, checker flag waves, and Knight has held on. Knight has held on. Oh, a spin after the checkered flag there. That's Danny Jarks. Now, he hasn't finished yet. So the 43 cart that has spun, he still needs to finish this race to ensure he's classified. And, in fact, oh, contact there. I don't think the leader realised that the race was over. Danny Jarks has pulled his cart off the circuit, and Michael Stewart has obviously didn't see the checkered flag, and as the drivers were pulling into pit lane, he kept going and was caught unawares that the checkered flag had waved. So it was Harrison Knight from Martin Valeri, Peter Hollings, Michael Stewart, Jose Ruiz, Townsend, Fripp, Otter, Martin, Williams, and not finishing was Danny Jarks and Barry Laver. Daniel Orsini and Michael Peace not heading out onto the circuit for that race. As we get set for Tag Restricted, Chad Horsley is on the pole in the 79 cart. Amos Noon in the 54. Shane Kubacki is in the 3. Shane Shepherd Ashby in the 65. Jared Payne in the 28. Jeffrey Bells in the 44. Matthew Maloney's in the 26. Lance Horns in the 49. James Ordish in the 17. Tane Ethers in the 68. Michael Simpson in the 77. Daniel Cantaldi is in the 86. Brendan Shea in the 10. Gary Cozzi in the 89, Michael Fredericks in the 78, the P88 is Zach Carpenter, and Don Pangolis not out on the circuit, so I'm not sure why. Don Pangolis, along with Riley Durden, and is not out there as well, so. As we get set for a start here. Horsley gets the jump off the start. Noon drops back through the field now as going with him is Kabaki. So as they come up over the rise, Horsley leads the way from Kabaki. Then it's back to the 28 of Payne. Oh, a spinner off the circuit here. In an awkward spot too. Might not be able to get that card out. The 86 of that's Cataldi. Daniel Cataldi just trying to get a card out now. He's almost got it there. Yellow flag out as Cataldi gets his card away now. So Cataldi will be almost a lap down as Horsley leads the way from Shane Kibaki, Jared Payne, Noon, Shepherd Ashby, Bell, Maloney, Horn, Ether, Ordish, Carpenter, Shea, Simpson, Cozzy, and Fredericks. So as the leader, Cataldi getting caught. Blue flags waving. Cataldi gets out the way as Horsley and Kibaki go through. Now Payne. Payne getting balked slightly by Cataldi, the back marker. So now it's Noon and Payne who get past Cataldi heading up the back straight. In fact, I think it was only Payne that got past there. So Cataldi just causing a bit of grief as he is being lapped because he's not a lot slower than that front bunch. And now Noon has got Shepherd Ashby up the inside of him. So Shepherd Ashby has used the back marker as a pick and been able to grab a spot from it. Although it looks like Noon's coming back at him now. So with four laps about to be completed, it's Horsley, Kibaki, Payne, Noon, Shepherd Ashby, Bell, Maloney, Horn, Ether, Ordish, Carpenter, Simpson, Shea, Cozzy, Fredericks, and Cataldi one lap down. Front three, Horsley, Kibaki, and Payne, all quite spread out. Bell gets past Cataldi and gets himself a bit of breathing room between Lance Horn. And here's Bell going past the 80, the 65 of Shepherd Ashby. So Jeffrey Bell really showing some good speed here. Horsley is your race leader. Around goes the 49 of Lance Horn, and unfortunately he's taken, I think, Tane Ether with him. So Tane Ether and Lance Horn both out into the kitty litter going into the pit turn. So a very unfortunate turn of events there for Tane Ether, who is minding his own business, but he went to the outside in the pit turn, and there's just no way you can get through that kitty litter. And he just made the wrong decision there when he saw the Lance Horn car spinning off. A lot of the times you can go outside and be in a safe position, but not this occasion, and certainly not down there in the pit turn. And so he is an unfortunate bystander of that mistake. So Gary Cozzi and Michael Fredericks about to go a lap down to your leader in Chad Horsley. Now this is the two nationals. We've got two nationals and a clubman out there. Riley Durden is also on the circuit. So Durden will be the first one of this three that goes a lap down. Horsley just gives Durden a move over push coming out of the S's. The two nationals in Fredericks and Cozzy all trying to keep out the way of Chad Horsley. Shane Kibaki, he dives up. He's got still one of the nationals to get past in Fredericks. He'll get past him soon enough now. Payne, well, he gets through some of them, but they're really having to pick their marks. And of course, the restricted light entries with the Rotax engine have got so much more acceleration than the national class carts. They've really got to be careful coming out of the tighter corners like the right-hander in the S's, because that will allow the opportunity to punt the slower cart off the circuit. So, as the leader now, Chad Horsley works his way through the S's. He's got through the traffic the best and now in a very good position to take out this first heat of restricted light. Horsley, Kibaki, Payne, Noon, Bell, Maloney, Shepherd Ashby, Simpson, Shea, Ordish, Frederick, Carpenter, Fredericks, and Cozzy with Cataldi a lap down. So Horsley completes lap number 10. He's now got some clean track in front of him. Matthew Maloney in the 26 cart, trying to catch on to the back of the belt cart. That's who he's racing with, but he's not close enough to be able to battle this one out. White flag at the ready. Chad Horsley's leading the nose to tail now. As the white flag is out, Payne looks to the outside. Kibaki's got the line covered into turn one. Payne sits back for a moment, trying to give himself a run, coming out of the S's. Kibaki in second, Payne in third. Payne goes to the inside now. Kibaki has to give him some room, but Payne can't get up beside him. They come around the top turns for the final time. Payne goes to the racing line. Kibaki protects the inside line. Chad Horsley will take the victory in heat number one. Kibaki holds on for second in the Sodi cart, the Strathbrook Sodi. Then it's Payne in the Espresso Mobile Cafe, number 28. Amos Noon is the next cart through with Jeffrey Bell and Matthew Maloney. Then back to Shepherd Ashby. Further still back, Fredericks was a lap down. Michael Simpson was the next cart through. Ordish, Shea, Carpenter. Then it was Cozzy and Cataldi, both one lap down. So a number of carts off the circuit and out of this race. And a couple others not starting here in what is, a restricted clubman and national class. So certainly some different class battles, some different speeds, closing speeds particularly, out here on the circuit. Up next here we'll see we're back to the top of the order in Junior National. So as the rookies head out now, the rookies will complete the first round of heats. Rowan Fripp in the 75 will start on the pole. The 13 is Anthony Lofts. 7 is Angus Wallace. 61, Casey Cleaver. The 37 is Aaron Turney. 65, Noah Sands. 76 is Charles McLansborough. Jake Bullman in the 73. Thomas Sargent in the 47. Jason French in the 14. And Jessica Morris is in the 18 cart. So looking for them to get formed up here. Still not in good formation at the moment. So looking for a start here in the rookies. No, won't get a start this time. So another lap till we can get a start. Jessica Morris is now out on the circuit, so she comes across the start-finish line now. So hopefully we'll get everyone formed up now. 75 of Rowan Fripp is on the pole. The 13 of Anthony Lofts is out of position number 2. Wallace in the 7 and the 61 of Casey Cleaver is the second row. 37 of Aaron Turney and the 77 of William Granger. Watch out, that'll be the 37 of Turney will be a cart to watch. Number of the Wollongong carters here for this weekend's rookie battle. And then Noah Sands from Griffiths. Oranges, Charles McLansborough. So he gets set for a start. Coming to the line very quick. Starter's happy. No, he wasn't happy with it. They're all out of shape. So that wasn't the start. And, oh, we've got contact there. So they're not racing. And that's probably good news for the, I think that was the 77 William Granger and also the 73 of Jake Bullman who got into some shenanigans there. So looking for them to form up once again. And we'll go racing rookies. Heat number one. The final heat race of the first round of heats. This time we're away racing. Very even off the start. Lofts on the outside. Tries to stick it on the outside. But Fripp will take the lead. Coming at him now is Wallace. Wallace gets third position. Then it's back to Cleaver. They're all through the S's this time with a lot less shenanigans than on that previous occasion when they weren't racing. So as the looks like Sergeant has found the problem with that cart, he's starting to make a move forward. Fripp is your race leader, Lofts in second. So the green light is on. Fripp is your race leader, Lofts shuffled back now behind the Wollongong driver in Wallace. That's the Wallace Auto Cross Force. Anthony Lofts from Canberra. Then it's Casey Cleaver, the AIM Sports System Australians Arrow from Wollongong. Aaron Turney, another of the Wollongong drivers in that John Turney mechanical cart. Sargent's up to sixth place in the Tegra entry from Grenfell. Then it's Griffiths, Noah Sands in the Hutchinson Pierce Deadly cart. Granger, Morris, French, Bullman, and McLansborough round out the running order. So as the leaders come up over the rise, Fripp is starting to kick away now at the front of the field. Wallace and Lofts, Sargent up to fourth already. So Sargent, who had a terrible qualifying, just that cart wouldn't really take any throttle, it looked like, during that qualification session. Well, it seems to have cleared itself now, and it is certainly carrying throttle as Thomas Sargent is working his way forward. So, racing on this weekend. It's all on the final for the trophies. So, Sargent and anyone else who had a bad qualifying run have got time to make up for it. As Sargent now, along with Lofts, trying to make a move up the inside of Wallace. They get through the inside, going into the top turns. And now it is Lofts and Sargent who sit second and third. Rowan Fripp is out in front. His lead is 1.2 seconds. Sargent makes the move up the inside of Lofts and Sargent. In the 47, Tegra cart from Grenfell is now running in second place after starting well down the running order. So it's Fripp, Sargent, Lofts, Wallace, Turney, Cleaver, Granger, Sands, Morris, McLansborough, French and Bullman. The race leader through the pit turn, taking a lot of ripple strip there, is Rowan Fripp. That's our Auto Pro ACT Car Recyclers Tony Kart leading the way from the Esprit Tegra Australia Kart of Thomas Sargent. Lofts is back there in third place in the 13 kart with the 7 of Wallace behind him, and Turney in the 37. Another of the Wollongong drivers sits back there rounding out the top five. So as Rowan Fripp starts to be caught by Sargent now. Down into turn one. It's Fripp and Sargent. Two cart lengths through the right-hander. Maybe three as they come up over the rise. Lofts has got a fair gap behind that battle for the front spot. And he is now falling into the clutches of Wallace and Turney behind him. As Sargent is on the back bumper, around the top turns and down the pit straight. So it's Fripp and Sargent, nose to tail. Fripp from Canberra has got Sargent on the inside. Sargent will take the spot. He didn't muck around. Immediately went for the move going into turn number one, and Thomas Sargent is your new race leader. Rowan Fripp in second, Lofts is in third, Wallace, Turney, Granger, Cleaver, Sands, Morris, McLansborough, French and Bullman. So Fripp trying to go back at Sargent at the top turns, but Sargent has him covered for the moment. It's Sargent and Fripp. The 47 leads the way across the start finish line. And Fripp in second place. 0.3 of a second back at the mark. Through the right-hander. And Sargent is your race leader. Fripp in second. Back there then to Lofts, Wallace and Turney. There, in fact, Turney having a look up the inside of Wallace as they go into the top turns. Wallace has him covered for the moment. As they head through the pit turns now. It's white flag is out. And Thomas Sargent is your race leader from Rowan Fripp. Lofts is being caught by Wallace and Turney. So it's going to be an interesting run to the checkered flag here as once again Turney tries to make the move on Wallace going to the dip. He's got the momentum here, moving to the outside along the back straight, but still not close enough to be able to battle for position. Sargent heads down the pit straight for the final time. He's pulled away from Rowan Fripp and will take the victory. So Thomas Sargent takes the win from Rowan Fripp, Anthony Lofts, Angus Wallace, Aaron Turney, William Granger by himself there in the integrity cart. Then it's back to Cleaver, Noah Sands, Jessica Morris. Further back then to McLansborough, French and Bullman round out the running order. So the rookies will complete the first round of heats here in the Canberra Cup of 2014. Up next, it will be Junior National.